doing? It's a Tuesday on the show about food, fun places in the mayhem of life, and thank you so much for being a part of it. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the Beach Bunker. All things beach. I got beach chair for you, waiting for you too. Where have you been? Here we go into a Tuesday, and we're going to make history today. First time on the show after three seasons, I am going to eat a salad. Oh my God. Yes, Taste of Tuesday today, and we're going to do some kind of salad dressing vinaigrette marinade from Co-op Gold. I'm going to tell you all about it. It's historic. What does lettuce taste like? What is the... What is, does it taste like bacon at all? I've had bacon salad. Meta says, sorry guys, can't turn off that AI feature that's pissing you off. You know the one I'm talking about, right? It's the AI feature if you're on Facebook and you go into search and now it's annoying you. That little, oh, ask me anything. Ask me how far the moon is from the sun. Ask me what your first movie was. What's playing at the box office? Oh, I just want to hit hide on that thing. I'm just searching for a bacon recipe on Facebook. That's it. Maybe my deep fried Oreos in the air fryer. That recipe, I was looking for it, and it's AI. Oh, I can help you with that. Did you know that the Oreo cookie? No, I don't want to know that. We'll talk more on the Facebook AI tool. Fun stuff. Mom accidentally invited all her phone contacts to a birthday party. You know what that's like, getting ready for a kid's birthday party. It's stressful. Lots going on. Got to get the cake. Got to get the party all planned. Got to make sure you invite all the kids. And so much happening digitally. Yeah, let's just invite, get to the friends list. There's friends list, then all contacts. She hit all contacts, and the mayhem ensued. Going to tell you a story of another mom who was charged after she decided to go on a cruise and leave the kids at home. Problem is, kids are wee tiny. Yeah, she's going to jail. There's something new added to the big social event Thursday with Alternative Choice Garden Center. First 50 people that come to the social event on Thursday get a special gift. Freebies. Freebie alert. Freebie alert from your pal Tyler. First 50 people get a special gift. They announced that yesterday at Alternative Choice Garden Center, celebrating spring with their big social event, the Spring Garden Gala. Now, there's no need for a big dress or heels or anything like that. It's the Spring Garden Gala is simply an introduction to what is hot, what is new and exciting for the spring of 2024 when it comes to planting. All the new plants, the annuals, perennials, garden decor and gift items. And the best part, there's a candy bar and your ticket gets you two signature cocktails or mocktails to enjoy while you shop. Tickets are $5 for Grow Together members and $10 for non-members, and all tickets go to Bee City, Brandon. Okay, so get your tickets now. It's on Thursday. Go to alternativegroup.ca for more details on that. The event is Thursday. And again, first 50 people in the door get a special gift. How awesome is that? How about giving yourself a gift? A float at Natural Elements. Everyone needs to give this a try. Natural Elements Brandon. You can book your float and go into those special private little areas where they've got just a little bit of Epsom water. It's about that deep. And it's hard to believe you can float in something that shallow, but you do, and it's relaxing. It's like you've left the planet. You're alone with your own thoughts. You've unplugged from everything, and I mean everything. And the first couple of minutes, you're thinking to yourself, what if somebody's calling me on my phone? What if somebody's texting me? No, you need that. You need to unplug, and it feels great. You want a good night's sleep. I'll tell you, you sleep like a baby after going to Natural Elements in Brandon. They've got halo therapy, which helps with things like allergies this time of year with all the blooms coming out, all the buds ready to burst, all the seeding that's about ready to start and all that dust in the air. They've got coaching, massage therapy, and more. Go to floataway.ca and remember where they are, 2940 Victoria Avenue in the old CKX TV building, Unit C, out in the back area. You just go, it's just like you're going to go see Ron Thompson and tell him that the weather was great yesterday, except you're going to go around back and you will find Natural Elements Brandon. Two big shows coming up this summer. Chapel Heart, the America's Got Talent stars hit the stage Sunday, May the 19th at the Event Center. And then in August, of course, Nelly will perform an outdoor concert on a Saturday, August the 17th. Outdoor show and tickets are on sale now at SkyDancerCasino.com. And don't forget, you can get a hotel water park deal. Just call the front desk at SkyDancerCasino.com and ask about the water park hotel deal. They'll package it up for you, give you a hotel room and water park passes at a special discount rate. You'll be glad you did. Just 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Go to SkyDancerCasino.com. So how are you feeling about the Meta AI? It's the new feature that Facebook has put on, allows you to utilize artificial intelligence while you're using social media. I don't want any intelligence when I'm using my social media. I like no intelligence, and I'm used to that. So, and I don't like being annoyed. It's in a statement Thursday, the company said, this is Meta, AI can be used to get things done, to learn, create, and connect with things that matter to you. And it's now available in Canada, Australia, Ghana, Jamaica, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan, South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Some applications the company listed include asking it to recommend a restaurant with sunset views and vegan options, or for it to explain a subject a student may soon have a test on. The program can also generate images based on text prompts. Meta AI is also is available in the search bar of the applications and uses the Llama 3 model, whatever that is. For example, the Associated Press reported that an official Meta AI chatbot inserted itself into a conversation in a private Facebook group for Manhattan moms. It claimed it too had a child in school in New York City, but when confronted by group members, it later apologized for its comments and then disappeared. Talk about weird. Group administrators can turn the feature off, but watch for it in groups. We'll use this feedback to continue training the model so they're less likely to produce potentially harmful outputs. So it can join in your conversations. Watch out for it. Meta AI. Wow. And it can't be turned off. Crazy sauce. Thank you for giving us some tools that we didn't know we needed there. I don't know. They've introduced stuff before, and it hasn't been popular, and they just keep doing it. Molly says, I like it on Messenger to chat with and play around with, but hate the search and stuff. You actually chat with it. Oh. Here we go. Slippery slope. Chatting with the robots. But see, Molly, I'm afraid you're going to cheat on me with a robot. The robot will be far more interesting than your pal, Tyler. Ryan says, I don't know. I have mixed feelings as of right now with the Facebook AI feature. It's on Facebook and Instagram. By the way, their stocks are on a bit of a tear right now because of the TikTok ban that could be coming. And so investors are pulling out of TikTok and putting their cash into Meta. So one mom is going to jail because she went on a cruise. What? Why would she go to jail for simply going on a cruise? What's the problem? She was stressed out. She's a mom. Job is tough. Kids are tough. Things are tough. I need a vacation, so I'm going on a cruise and leaving my small children at home.
An area mother has been arrested after police say she left her two young children alone to go on vacation. Court documents accuse Lakeisha Williams of abandoning her 6 and 8-year-old kids at their luxury high-rise apartment last Thursday. Meantime, she flew to Florida and then boarded a cruise to Puerto Rico. Officers who found the children on a welfare call Tuesday say the home was a mess, smelled like urine, and even showed that the two children, they tried to make themselves their own meals. Aww. Police also found a phone and camera that Williams says she was using to communicate with those kids.
Oh, man, she's trying to watch the kids on Zoom. Mom's going on a cruise, kids. I'll be back. And somewhere in her mind, she thought that was okay. Those poor kids. Oh, my God. And they're trying to make themselves something to eat. Oh, my God, that breaks my heart. Let's just remember, everyone's okay. All right? Kids are okay. Everyone's okay. Mom has made a colossal mistake. Blessed Mama said anything could have happened. Yes, well, although they're in a luxury high-rise apartment, according to that report. So they probably had all the amenities they could ever want, truly. If they were old enough to know what they had, that's why I'm saying, what's the age? What is the age? I hope those kids are taken away from her. They probably will be. You know, she needs to go to some kind of parenting class of some kind. Because for the sake of the kids, I hope that doesn't happen. The kids need their mom. It's not their fault. Mom is a doofus. So hopefully she goes to some kind of classes and then gets the kids back. I know that seems odd, but Molly says people are so dumb. She's completely clueless. She's completely clueless. Maybe there's more to the story too. Maybe the person she had backed out at the last minute, got sick, something like that. And she just kind of thought, well, you know what? We did so much through COVID. We had so many Zoom meetings. We'll leave the camera on. Leave the camera on and I'll just watch you that way. See you guys. The Smile Cookie campaign is coming up starting Monday. It's an opportunity for you to do good in the neighborhood with Tim Hortons Smile Cookies. And of course, we've got 10 locations, which means there's 10 different charities that are going to be helped by the event next week. At this point in time, I'm going to try and get Greg on here, and we are going to talk a little bit about the one in Dauphin. Why? Because they're kind of doing like a makeover. But first, let's back up and talk about how powerful that Dauphin store is. They're like Canada's Tim Hortons. Why? What's going on up there?
Yeah, we're really happy. Like I mentioned yesterday, we're going on 4 years, Smile Cookie Capital of Manitoba. So Dauphin Restaurant alone sells the most cookies out of one single store. Out of all of Manitoba, which is great. And for those 4 years, we finished second place, just shy a couple thousand off from Dunnville, Ontario. So we've kind of gotten that silver award for the last 4 years. And yeah, we're really excited about this year, and we would love to gain that title of Smile Cookie Capital of Canada. So it would be amazing. That store last year for the same campaign in May raised over $64,000 in just 1 week for selling those cookies. All right. So it's pretty amazing.
Just so you know, in Dunnville, I'm part of a senior citizens group in Dunnville, Ontario, and we're going to get all the senior citizens out walking really slow past the drive-through to kind of block it there so that it just slows things down so we can win. It's, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Of course, I'm kidding. But
perfect.
In Dauphin, this is really amazing. When you told me about this months ago, I'm like, and then of course Greg's like, we can't say anything till there's a release. It's a secret thing. I'm like, oh, it gave me a secret. Oh, I'm terrible with secrets. And this is so cool because it's putting smiles on little kids' faces in the hospital. And we've all kind of been there, whether it be in the ER or had to wait for a family member even. I mean, hospitals are scary places and you guys are going to fix that up.
Yeah, they are really scary. You know, we got involved. Rhonda saw one done by a different organization, a different company here in Brandon. We're lucky to have one at the Brandon Regional Health Center here. And after seeing that, she fell in love with it. And she actually did one in memory of her late husband, Craig Pardy, my uncle, in St. John's, Newfoundland. So she funded that completely and renovated a kid's ward and a whole bunch of rooms in the hospital in St. John's. It's just amazing. So we're bringing one. We're going to be the first Tim Hortons ever to partner with Smile Zone. Like you said, it's like extreme makeover. They're going to come in. It's all booked, and they've been out a few times. A weekend in May, 3 days. They're in and out, and we're going to be renovating four rooms, uplifting four rooms at the Dauphin Regional Health Center here. So the palliative care room, the lab and imaging space on the main floor, a palliative care family room, on the second floor, as well as two emergency rooms in the ER. So like you said, it's going to be great for kids visiting the hospital, but not only kids, the families, the patients, and the staff that work at the hospital. So they're really excited about it. We've got some really great things going on. Murals that take part in the areas, some Dauphin Kings, some stuff with Rocky Mountain National Park, Clear Lake in there. The Ukrainian community, it's all a mix, and it's going to be little pieces throughout each room spread in there. So we're really excited, and of course, that's where the proceeds from our Dauphin location are going to. So we need to sell some cookies.
I guess so. And all these renovations are going to be done in a short period of time. Like they swoop in like on those TV shows, like the Extreme Makeover. They come in, they start pulling stuff apart, putting things together. And that's going to be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, they've flown in a couple times already, so they've got measurements, they've got their drawings, and it'll all be done before May long weekend with the grand opening happening early June. So we're really excited to show you some before and after videos and pictures as soon as we get those done.
The exact opposite of Tyler hanging wallpaper. One little piece of wallpaper takes 6 months, and Tracy's like, are we putting this wallpaper up now? Is it going to be now? It's like the exact opposite. In, out, get her done, and on their way. So anyway, I'll talk to you more next week, Gray. I wanted to get that on and get the word out on this hospital project. It's just phenomenal. I'm so excited for you guys. This is going to be great. And the Smile Cookie campaign starts on Monday, helps all areas of southern Manitoba and southeastern Saskatchewan. So plan on being a part of it wherever you are near your closest Tim Hortons to get a Smile Cookie. And we'll talk more next week.
Thanks. Good. Thanks a lot, Tyler. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Good week, everybody.
Okay. You too, Greg.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye. Talk to you again soon. Bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Awesome. Greg Crescenti. And of course, he is the franchisee of Tim Hortons, one of the franchisees of the 10 Tim Hortons location sponsors on the show. And of course, we're so happy to be part of the Smile Cookie campaign again this year. But that Dauphin project is going to, when you're dealing with little kids, I think we all have a soft spot for the little kids. And hospitals and dentists, that's a scary place. And then when you get to be an adult, it's auto mechanic shops. I always get anxiety. Can you make it kid friendly at the auto mechanic shop? Oh no, my car broke. 487 people. I just made an Evite for my daughter's birthday party and they're all coming. Do we have the original TikTok? We do. Here it is. Hopefully it's not too long. Everyone's coming.
For my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. I only did invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone.
She invited her boss to her kid's party.
Invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone.
Oh,
and imagine
them
receiving an invitation.
Uh-huh.
Derek Iroll, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, I have to quit or get a new identity. I don't even know.
So what do you do? So do you have to, how does she solve this? Is she making a mountain out of a molehill, or is this a real serious problem? Because not too many people replied back saying, we are not coming. So and plus, if we're going to help her out, how much cake do you need for 487 people? How much cake for 487 people? That would be, you would have to go to Co-ops of Westman, tell them Tyler sent you, I need a cake that's going to feed 500 people. Hi, Debbie Kynog. Good morning. Lillian Milroy on Facebook. Good morning. Molly says you embrace this kind of situation. It does look like she is a little bit. I don't think she was horribly upset. I think she was more mortified at the fact that, you know, she had invited her boss to her kid's birthday party. That would be strange. Can you send them an uninvite to all of them? I don't know. I'm not a user of Evite, so I can't really speak to that. Somebody that might be more of an Evite person could probably help us out with that. BYOE, bring your own everything. Tell them, bring your own food. Have you ever had a party where you got to bring your own food? I don't know. I think that bring your own food. That's like a potluck, though, isn't it? Isn't that what a potluck is? Angela Thompson, good morning on Facebook. Hi, Angela Thompson. Yeah, it's kind of like a potluck. I like potlucks. I like them. You get to show off your one dish that you kick ass at. And it's like, oh, yeah, here's my bean salad everybody loves. And then everybody's kind of doing the same thing. And so you show up and you go, yeah, no, Nancy sucks. Nancy's not good at that dish. But you don't tell her. You just say, oh, wow, that's great. Do you have the recipe for that? Nancy's dish was. But we be kind. Some say that's lying. That's not lying. That's being kind. Oh, this is delicious. I like potlucks. Where did the name come from? Potluck. Like, does anybody bring pots anymore? Was there pot involved? And how much luck? Hey, thank you, Meta AI. It originated in the 1930s during the Great Depression. Some speakers believe that it came out of the North American indigenous communal meal known as potlatch. Oh, so there is no pots and there is no luck. I learned something today. It comes from potlatch, which is North American indigenous, to mean to give away. So you're coming together to give away your dish. And as you give away together, it becomes a potluck. Interesting. Please remember co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with your local co-op. That's Heritage Co-op in Brandon and area. Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley Co-op, Valley View Boundary, Neepaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota too. This is Taste of Tuesday. Product of the day we're going to taste. Co-op Gold. Sun-dried tomato, vinaigrette, and marinade. So something not just for the salad. And actually, I will try this later. Obviously, I'm not going to eat this whole thing. So I will save it and actually marinate some chicken in it, and I will update you. Look at something you never see on the show. What is this? Oh, my God, it's lettuce. Oh, it's the one that's hidden behind the picture of me is the sun-dried tomato vinaigrette that I just showed you. So it also comes in raspberry and basil. Grapefruit and pink pepper and sun-dried nice chunks of tomato on the lettuce. Gonna try and get this camera back on here. All right. So there we go. It's all filled. There we go. Co-op Gold, sun-dried tomato, vinaigrette, and marinade. There is the bowl with the chunks of tomato on there. That's kind of nice. All right. Smells like Italian. I think this is made for people who, I think, like Italian dressing and like fruit. Fruit is a big component of these salad dressings. Once we get those super hot days, the air conditioning is kicking in. It's nice to have a salad as opposed to getting all the kitchen all heated up. Just to have a salad for supper sometimes alongside a barbecued hot dog or something like that is a lot better than cooking up a whole bunch of vegetables. So thank you, Co-ops of Westman, Co-op Gold. You're at home here with your local co-ops of Westman. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Swing on by, get some hamburger and hot dog buns because you're going to be barbecuing again this week with 24 degrees on Thursday. You'll be throwing some hockey pucks on the grill. And you've spent the money on those beautiful beef burgers. And now you got to have a nice home for that burger. And a nice home is on a Kuiper's Family Bakery bun. Same with the wieners. Go to Kuiper's Family Bakery. They are your family bakery, one of the best bakeries in all of Manitoba. Whether you're picking up a loaf of bread for your family dinner, or treating your colleagues to a box of goodies, or maybe a rack of cinnamon buns or sticky buns or some of their baked goods, check it out. Kuiper's Family Bakery is your family bakery. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. How could you go on summer vacation or anywhere starting May long weekend with a car that has got the dirty winter leftovers, the dirty winter garbage and salt and gravel on the inside, and you don't have time to get it cleaned? Auto Fashion will take care of it. It's not detailing, it's fine auto finishing. And if we get hit with a hailstorm, remember the name Auto Fashion. They will take those hail claims for you, MPI accredited. They'll take SGI claims too. Paintless dent repair at Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet. If you're working on a community project like an arena or a special park project or something in the community, because they call it the Building Communities Grant, that's what you're looking for when you visit sunrisecu.mb.ca, because there are thousands of dollars available for your group. Again, it's the Building Communities Grant. Go to sunrisecu.mb.ca. And at the same time, look at all the scholarship programs available because we're coming into grad season and kids are going to need some cash going to college or university, and Sunrise can help. They've got 19 locations and $24,000 in scholarships available. Again, sunrisecu.mb.ca. And hopefully you've had the opportunity to enter the wrestling contest. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Get in on this. Win a six-pack of passes to CWE Wrestling in Rivers. A six-pack. You and some buddies are going to go check out the wrestling for free. Draw is on Friday. This is a fundraiser for the Rivers Firefighter Association at the Riverdale Community Center at 101 Main Street on Saturday. Doors open at 6. Bell time is at 7. Tickets are $18 in advance, $20 at the door. Kids 12 and under are $10. And you could get your tickets for free. Go to my Facebook page, like and share this little graphic here, and then tell me about the wrestler that entertained you the most, that you liked most when you watched wrestling. Maybe you still watch wrestling because the contest is called Yesterday or Today. So maybe it was yesterday because I liked Hulk Hogan. Second place, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Like wrestlers who talk weird. The Macho Man, Tosh likes Steve Austin 316. Corey is another one who likes Steve Austin. Shay says The Undertaker with Paul Bearer. Shay says he was my grandma's favorite, and I loved watching WWE and WWF with her as a kid. Can you imagine Shay and her grandma watching wrestling? Kick his ass! Get in there! Give him a headlock from the top rope! Oh, man, that Undertaker is sweet. He's sweet. Him and that Paul guy, that Paul Bear guy. Tosh says, I still watch wrestling today and I love John Cena. Oh, you can put that in there. You can add that in there. You can edit your comment. Don't just put Steve Austin. You got to put Steve Austin then and John Cena. Go to my Facebook page. Make sure you enter to win. That's six tickets. Six. I think Tosh could take every member of the family there. Again, wrestling is Saturday in Rivers. Got to let you know about that. Today is movie theater day today, and we're asking you about the first movie you ever went to as a kid. You got to really think on this. You got to think way, way back. And if you can remember the year, plop it in. And if you don't remember the year, if you can Google the year real quickly, it'll spit it out for you. And you can let us know what year you saw your first movie. Tara says in 1985, Tara's first movie was The Santa Claus. Tara's a baby. She's just so young. Derek was at the drive-in when he saw Star Wars. That was his first movie. Then in the theater was Popeye, then The Empire Strike Back. I watched The Empire Strike Back first, so I was a confused child. I am like, wait a second. This guy's Han Solo got frozen. Who's Han Solo? And boy, he's got the hots for princess. I missed the whole first episode. I totally came in halfway. It was Molly says Scooby-Doo, 2005 or 2006. Scooby-Doo, first movie at the box office. Paul said, oh my God, this is going way back. 1969, before I was even born. Bambi. Kimberly says Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Mavis says The Legend of Boggy Creek. Sheena says Titanic is still my favorite to this day. 1997, Vancouver, B.C. She went and saw Titanic. Another baby. Holy cow. Cindy was E.T. at the Ethelbert Theater? Really? Cindy's watching this later. That is one of my favorite movies of all time. And that was one of your first ones? I remember seeing that movie with my pal Richard, who's an RCMP officer now. And going to E.T. with your buds. And that scene where he dies and stuff. And I was like, oh, all your buds are looking down or looking away. What? This is stupid. This movie's stupid. Everything's stupid. Not showing any emotion because the alien died. I love you, E.T. I love you. Cheryl says Blazing Saddles at the drive-in. Don't remember the year, but we were way too young. Blazing Saddles, one of those movies that you could not release today. The first movie you ever remember seeing. Cheryl says, The Jungle Book in 1978 at the theater in Neepawa. Our kindergarten class went in the evening and I was in my teacher's car. Her heater went and it was a cold drive, but the movie was amazing. Boy, she remembers it. 1978. Margaret says her first movie was Star Wars. Janine, remember the Apple Dumpling Gang? That was a Disney movie, the Apple Dumpling. Miles says The Princess Bride, 1977, Town Cinema in Brandon. Needless to say, I was hooked. Amanda says The Land Before Time. Barb went to the Cinderella movie at the Strand Theater. Remember the Strand Theater? That's where I went to see E.T. That theater's been long gone now. Zumba Bernice, you sold popcorn at the theater? Sharon Pierce says Field of Dreams. That's another movie that got me. I don't know why, and it still does. When James Earl Jones does his little speech, build it, they will come. I don't know. Gets me every time. Very powerful movie. Maybelline says Legend of Boggy Creek, 11 years old. Lisa saw Dances with Wolves. Melanie saw Popeye with Robin Williams at age 4 at the Old Theater in Fisher Branch, Manitoba. It was torn down a few years later. Oh, that was a good movie. Robin Williams and Popeye, remember that one? Jody's a Baby, The Little Mermaid, 1989. Dina's first movie was Top Gun. Oh, you're far too young. Same with Nick, our Nick. He dropped the comment. Rand said, Batman and Robin for Nick. Here's Mary's first movie was Old Yeller. Oh, another one. The movies that made us cry. Why were those the first ones? I don't even remember. My first movie was Pete's Dragon, 1977. I don't even know what that movie's about. I just remember telling my friends I went to see Puff the Magic Dragon because that was the song Puff the Magic Dragon Lives by the Sea. I went to see Puff Dragon. I think I was in kindergarten. Yeah, well, I would have been as 4. And it wasn't shortly after I went to Superman. Freaked me out. Superman was amazing, except the scene where Lois Lane dies in the desert and Superman has to kind of, I still remember that. He gets all mad and he screams. I'm like, oh my God, she died in the earthquake, remember? And Superman has to, he spins the world backwards so that she comes back to life. Scarred. What year was that? And then those bad guys, they're stuck in the mirror. Oh, we're stuck in the mirror. Oh, we did Superman and his family bad. Don't hurt us. Karen Ann's Kramer versus Kramer at Camsack Drive in 1975. I was young. Oh, that's a ways back, hey? Pam went to see the Munsters. Nicole was at the McCreary Theater seeing Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Michelle was another one for Bed Knobs and Broomsticks at the Neepawa Drive-In. Lots of old movies and a lot of titles that, you know, you just don't see them anymore. Like, you know, that Robin Williams Popeye movie, like that doesn't show up on Netflix. That doesn't pop up on Amazon Prime, does it? I don't even know where that stuff lives now. The no tax event continues at Leon's Furniture Superstore. Save the tax on all select furniture, mattresses, appliances, and their packages. Save the tax on all outdoor furniture. Yes, this includes all the great stuff you want for your patio, including that beautiful wicker furniture. Oh, yeah, save on outdoor furniture. Save on appliances. Save on bedding. Save the tax on all Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Those are those mattresses that are specially designed medically to help you either get out of bed or get a better night's sleep. Yes, save the tax. No tax. So whatever the price is on the sticker is the price you're going to pay, but time is running out. And if you're shopping for a house, Epp Law Office can help you with your legal needs when it comes to buying or selling property, incorporating your business, or you have any legal questions involving corporate law, or you're doing some investigation into things like wills and estates, or maybe you have an existing will and estate. Maybe there's some legal questions. Someone's passed away and you've got some questions. You know what? They've got answers at Epp Law Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Next wine tasting event, April 30th, 6 p.m. The deadline to register is this Saturday. Trust me, you're going to want to take part in this charcuterie board. Multiple wines to taste. There's a sommelier there giving you all kinds of wine advice. But the best part is you get some wine in you, you get some charcuterie board in you, and then you get to go for a dip in the Clarsaux Spa. Last one of the season, April the 30th. Deadline to register is the 27th. Call 848-8739 to reserve your spot today. Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. And enjoy the spa. Enjoy the surroundings. What a great time of year to be checking that out. Our oil change headquarters, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, is at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, where each time you go to get your oil change, they help the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. Showing your filters while you wait. You can enjoy coffee, Wi-Fi, and then be on your way lickety-split. Check for a lineup at murraychevbrandon.com and check the Murray Chev Oil Change live stream webcam there and see how big the lineup is. And they would love to see you over at Murray's. Again, 1500 Richmond Avenue. One-fifth of us are thinking about our next vacation while we're on our current vacation. Oh, I miss those days. Do we like food and fun places? One in five are always thinking about planning their next vacation, even when on the vacation they're on. The survey of 2,000 adults who travel found that one in five long to be on vacation, even while they're on their current one. For those who don't think about their next vacation while they're on the current vacation, a third will think about it the second they get home. They're like, oh, it's nice to be home. Where are we going again? When are we going again and where are we going again? The average person spent 11 days on vacation last year. This year, the average person wants to spend 15 days on vacation. Respondents want to avoid sharing a bathroom, 27%. Situations where they would have difficulty sleeping, 27%. They do not want to share a hotel room or be in a small room. If you had a dream hotel room, what is the most important feature of your dream hotel room when you're on vacation? Lots of adult channels on the TV is right. Yeah. Woo. Flynn Bones. Meet the Flynn Bones. I need lots of adult pro. Do they still do that? I don't think they do that anymore. Oh my God. I can't believe we had that on our TV. Our kids are going to be seeing those people all sweaty. It's terrible. No, I'm worried about paying the $8.99 it costs because I might as well hit some button here. No, someone told me it was $8.99. I don't know. I heard it from a friend. If you had your dream hotel room, respondents would make sure that there is good Wi-Fi. Number one, good Wi-Fi, 55%, followed by a private balcony or outdoor area, then a large bedroom, then a large bathroom, and then a full-size kitchen or kitchenette. Yeah, if have you stayed at a hotel where the Wi-Fi is crap? It's just like, what's going on? It's 2024. You gotta have good Wi-Fi in the hotel. What are you guys doing? So Wi-Fi is the most important thing because we are there to be on a family vacation. We are there to spend quality time together, you know, sharing, enjoying each other's company, being in the moment. And did you see this? Oh, my God. Well, of course, I have to check the weather at home. I just need to check. What are you looking at? I'm on vacation. I need this. I must have this. Wi-Fi. You're all just sitting around the hotel room. Wi-Fi's down. What are we going to do? Yeah, way to go, Mom and Dad. Wi-Fi's down. This hotel sucks. We just got on an airplane, flew halfway across the country. There's a pool outside your door. The sun is shining. There's an arcade downstairs. There's snacks in the fridge. There's beer in the fridge. Put the phone down and let's do cannonballs. Come on. Another edition of the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. We got a roll. Thanks for being here for Taste of Tuesday. Go out and have some salad. Get some salad. Salad's good for you every once in a while. Just to break up the bacon monotony just a little bit, eh? Have a great day. Enjoy that little bit of sunshine. And again, we've still got some beautiful temperatures coming for later on in the week. And we've always got beach chairs for everybody on the Showboat Food Fun Places in Mayhem. You guys have an awesome day, and we'll do this again tomorrow at 7. Bye, guys.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.